At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
We're giving out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, people. What's up, Ed? Who gets your shovel?
We do. Man, you're in charge.
You didn't give me no shovel. I ain't do nothing.
We'll see. We'll see if this applies. Certainly applies to me. You and I were talking on the phone, remember yesterday?
Yeah.
Where was I going, if you remember?
You were going to get mulch.
Correct.
With your wife.
Yes.
And I laughed inside.
Yeah, I was
getting
yes.
mulch.
Well, when she
asked
me.
I thought to myself, the last thing in the world Ed wants to do is not only pick up mulch, but put mulch down.
Yes. Mm. Okay. Let me explain this day to you. So, you know, of course she asked me, hey, can we, she was going to go. She goes, hey, you want to come to Lowe's with me and get mulch? And I know what that means. It means we're going to go get mulch. We're going to look at little plants and all this crap. You know, it's going to be, I wanted to smoke a cigar and sit outside or something. Anyway, she asked me, I was like, would I want to go? Would I? Yeah, of course. So we go. And, you know, we do that thing, we'd be throwing bags of mulch onto this giant cart and stuff. All of a sudden, I see a guy, you know, middle-aged guy. And I hear a female voice yell over, I'm looking at gardenias now. And we're right near, he rolls his eyes and puts his hand on his forehead. And then all of a sudden he looks up and we lock eyes. I start to laugh. I said, I totally get it. I said this, I go, I totally get it. And he said, we just started telling stories. He goes, I can't believe this. He goes, what happens to us? And his wife was very pretty. You don't get hit.
That's why.
A little cute dog.
That's
he
why.
Said, he says, she was out of earshot. Celeste was right there. He's like, we both have beautiful wives. They make us really stupid, and we do anything. I started to laugh. So even Celeste, she was crying. We were both laughing so hard because the last thing I want to do after the show yesterday was go to Lowe's and buy 8 bags or 10 bags of mulch, whatever we got. And
I think Ed's right. I think we all deserve a shovel. I think he's right.
Like, it was priceless. This is a guy I'd never saw before in my life. But when he said that,
kindred spirit.
Yeah, we lock eyes. I just start to laugh, and I go, I get it. And then we just started. We were instant friends. It was priceless. Priceless.
Jeremy Kahn, who gets your shovel?
Disney World.
Happiest place on earth?
Yeah, man. Screw
man,
them.
You're Satan.
I got some friends that love going to Disney, like, a lot, like, all the time, multiple times a year. Well, so a dad documented.
My buddy John Lepley and his family. I think they have stock in Disney. They go
well,
so much.
So here you go. A dad documented the cost of one day at Disney World for a family of five. And it doesn't include, I mean, they live in Florida, so they didn't need a hotel to stay at, a rental car, any of that stuff. You know, a flight.
Yeah.
So none of that's even included.
They live in the part of Florida that's close to Disney World.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So they didn't need to rent a hotel.
That's a big state.
So again, but I'm bringing this up because understanding how much that stuff costs, the
right.
flight,
right.
all of it. So this guy for a family of five, and nothing ridiculous. You know, the kids got a snack. They got some ice cream. They ate dinner. All those things. Ended up paying just under $1,400 for a family of five. Again, that's no flights. That's nothing else. Because now if you go to one of these amusement parks, you got to buy the Fast Pass, right?
You have to.
You don't want to be the cat sitting in line watching everybody cut the line and go, Well, damn, man, I hate waiting
but if
here.
Everybody gets the fast pass, is it still the fast pass?
No, then you got to get the faster pass.
That's like TSA pre-check.
Yeah.
Now that line's longer than the regular security line.
Can it, and like everything gets trumped up price-wise. Like this is, oh, this has to be, you know, a bottle of water. It's going to be $12. You're like, how is this even legal that it goes on? I was in Atlantic City, went to hit an ATM. ATM tried to charge me $10. You're charging me $10 to get my own money to spend it in your own place?
You charge you $10 to get 20.
That's exactly right.
So if you got $20, they'd charge you 10.
Yes. And
that's like a payday loan.
I'm looking at this going, yeah. How is this real life that this stuff goes on? Like even going to the movies, you expect a markup. And you know what you're paying, right? You go to the movie theater and you get a popcorn and a soda and all of a sudden it's like $16.
Yeah.
And you're going, well, damn, man. And then that same soda and that same popcorn would cost you about $3 outside of, or $4. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, the markup is so ridiculous. And then with Disney World, like, it's one of the reasons why I've never taken my kids down. We go to other places.
We went once.
But I'd rather go somewhere for a week and experience it and not spend this type of money and wait in these long-ass lines.
My shovel goes to John Doe. He's the fan listed as John Doe, the plaintiff, suing the NFL $100 million over Shedeur Sanders' draft slide, citing emotional distress and trauma. That's what he's saying. In a lawsuit, he says he's a dedicated fan of Colorado Buffaloes and that he closely follows Sanders over the past two college football seasons. The plaintiff claims that the reports and leaked statements, this is all quotes, suggesting that Sanders, quote, tanked interviews, wasn't prepared, and was too cocky in the pre-draft process helped create a narrative that, quote, unjustly harmed his reputation. These slanderous statements cause emotional distress and trauma to the plaintiff as a fan and consumer. Not only does he want the $100 million, but he also requests a formal acknowledgement from the NFL regarding the emotional distress caused by their actions and statements that'll back up the money he's asking for. A retraction of the slanderous statements made about Shedeur Sanders, along with an apology for any harm caused to his reputation. Also wants implementation of fair practices in the drafting process to ensure that talented players are recognized and given opportunities based on merit. And four, any additional remedies the court deems appropriate, including compensatory damages. That's what he wants. Also, along with the $100 million, Mr. John Doe. Marcus in Baltimore. Marcus.
Marcus.
I'm gonna agree with Ed Shovel and give myself a shovel.
Did you say my shelf a shovel? Because that sounds like me talking there. My shelf a shovel.
No, as in me, yeah. I am one of them. Like last week, I just went through a stretch of just working like 10, 14 to 12 hour days straight. When I tell you I was drop dead tired. So my wife had texted me, hurry up and get home. We all want to see you. In my head, I'm like, I don't really want to go home right now because y'all are going to be sitting right there ready for me to give all this energy that I don't have. As soon as I walk in the house, now my wife is a 5'2", high yellow, light-skinned pretty girl. As soon as I walk in the house, she is.
She high yellow and light-skinned. Oh, yeah, man.
High yellow and
light-skinned. Light bright.
Beaming with smiles. And everything. She's like, hi, honey. And I'm ready to die. I could have fell asleep right there. But here I am. I took it up and gave all the energy that I didn't have to them. So, and I agree with you.
100%.
Pretty women just make us do the dumbest things.
Yep.
I am good.
All right, Marcus, you too, man. NBA playoff recap at 8:30. But on the other side, we're talking Ravens with Sarah Ellison up next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
8:17 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Joining us right now, the friend of the program, knowing all things football, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline. She is Sarah Ellison. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Sarah, I know it's not Ravens related, but it's AFC North related. Breaking news, the Steelers have traded wide receiver George Pickens to the Dallas Cowboys for what we're hearing is a third-round draft pick. I almost feel like the Steelers may feel this is addition by subtraction with all of the issues that Pickens caused. And just like the Cowboys need more drama, I guess. I don't understand. I understand the move, but if from the football standpoint, what Pickens can do, that doesn't make sense. It just makes sense, I guess, for locker room purposes.
Yeah, well, I feel like this is, you know, pretty good news for the Ravens football-wise just because it gets another talented wide receiver out of the AFC North. But to your point, having somebody that brings down the locker room a little bit with certain antics and attitudes, then maybe that could have been a good thing for the Ravens. But when the Steelers traded for Metcalf, the writing was on the wall. Just like when the Ravens traded for Roquan Smith, the writing was on the wall for Patrick Queen. And Patrick Queen obviously wasn't, and it didn't have any locker room issues, but, you know, we knew that once his rookie contract was up that he would be gone. And so when the Steelers gave Metcalf all that money, that's George Pickens looking at that and saying, well, that could have been my contract. So it's not. He goes over to the Dallas Cowboys. He's out of the division. He's out of the conference. And you know, it's up to the Cowboys to try to make him happy and make sure that he only brings good to the team, which he can do on the field if everything else off the field can be, you know, quieted.
Sarah, a bunch of publications, The Athletic, Sports Illustrated, ESPN, have Ravens ranked as the second best roster in football, only behind the Philadelphia Eagles, prior and post-draft. What do you think about that?
Certainly hard to argue on the offensive side when you finish the season number one in many major offensive statistical categories. Like, it's just hard to argue that. And then on top of it, you're bringing back all of your starters except for one. You could argue they're bringing back all their starters because Voorhees, you know, started the beginning of the season and he lost it due to injury. And so it's hard to argue on that side of the ball. On the defensive side, we will see. I like the faith that they're giving the defense. They have certainly the foundation all the way up the middle. You've got Nnamdi Matabike, Roquan Smith, and Kyle Hamilton. You've got Marlon Humphrey. Nate Wiggins is coming to his own. You hope that a number one pick like Malachi Starks can really help things on the pass defense, and Mike Green, if he could get after the quarterback. And so, but to me, it's still a wait and see. And then obviously they're having a change at kicker, which is massive. You've just moved on from the most accurate kicker in NFL history with a rookie, the first drafted rookie in a Ravens history. And so to me, it feels, you know, sure, number one, number two, number three for the offense. The other two phases, I'm hoping that they can live up to that expectation, that ranking.
If Lube's nickname isn't Fruit, I'm going to be upset. But that's what I wanted to bring up to you. Are you shocked at all? Because I feel like this was the inevitable outcome that we all knew was going to happen. We were just waiting for it to drop. But with Tucker no longer being a Raven, what are your specific thoughts on that? Is it just, hey, let's just keep moving forward? And do you think Tucker belongs in the Ring of Honor?
Well, talking about whether you're shocked or not, obviously, if you go back a year from now, or if you go back all the way when Justin Tucker was the hero in the divisional game in Denver, where, you know, he's able to hit a field goal kick that Billy Cundiff couldn't do in the playoffs the year before. And you think of the 66-yarder in Detroit and the 20 game-winning field goals that he nailed. And the opera singing and all of that. And he was beloved. He was the hero. And so, if you asked me a year ago today, would I be surprised if he were cut? The answer is yes. But obviously, since he just had his worst season of his career, and it wasn't like he just, like, you know, dropped off a little bit where, you know, he's the number one accurate kicker and then dropped to like number five or even top 10. But his 73% field goal percentage rate last year was 31st in the league. And then obviously you add on top of that, the sexual misconduct and all the noise that that's bringing. We all know this. We weren't born yesterday. As soon as somebody's off-field troubles overshadow what they're able to contribute on the field, and then you add a viable replacement, then the writing's on the wall. So in that sense, you know, it wasn't a shock. And so, but yeah, Loop, I'm here for the nickname of Fruit. He's going to have a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure on him. He obviously has a pretty good pedigree. He's got the best field goal percentage in Arizona history. He hit a 62-yarder in a game last year. He was, I believe, 6 of 9 from 50 yards out. He's got the leg. Randy Brown went out and met with all of the kickers, the top kickers coming out of college. This is who he wanted. There's going to be a lot of pressure on him. I think he can be better than the 2024 Justin Tucker, but that wasn't a high standard. So he's going to have a lot of pressure because, you know, fans in Baltimore are used to a very high standard, and that high standard is the best in NFL history. There's going to have to be some grace given to Loop, but they have turned the page, and it was probably the right move for the Ravens to make.
She's Sarah Ellison from Ravens Vault Podcast. Sarah, tell us all about the podcast.
Yeah, it's called The Vault. We go live every day on YouTube at 12 every day. Today we're having a the head coach of Virginia Tech on to talk about an ESP Blaze, and I think we're going to get the special teams coach of Loop, who we just talked about. He should be on either today or later this week. So got some good guests coming on, and yeah, everybody can find it live at noon or later on whenever you want, wherever you get your podcast.
Thanks a lot, Sarah. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sarah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. She's so good. Been around for a long time covering the Ravens. We talked about the rankings earlier. I just saw, did you see the Warren Sharp also listed? And this is based on expected points added, EPA, for dropbacks. Since 2020, Lamar Jackson is number 3. And most clutch quarterbacks, that's like trailing trailing in the last 5 minutes. This is since 2020, the past 5 years. Joe Burrow's number 1, Josh Allen's number 2, Lamar Jackson's number 3. He's ahead of Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. That's crazy. This is not opinionated. This is based on a formula.
I mean, I said it last year, and one of the reasons why I was so angry, he didn't win the MVP. It has nothing to do with, like, just fandom or anything. He had one of the best statistical seasons in the history of the NFL. Whether you like that or not, or you believe me or not, go look at the numbers. His efficiency ratings were off the charts.
I like what you said, and I believe you. I just don't like you.
That's fine. Hate me. Love him. Because you appreciate him. Hell, man, the damn everybody that's voting on this thing goes, yeah, let's give him the AP, which means he was the best quarterback. but let's give the MVP to another quarterback. That didn't make any damn sense.
Like Dominic Foxworth said, you're just trying to split the baby right now.
That's all it is.
That's all you're doing. You're just splitting the baby.
Make a decision. That's why you're there, to make tough decisions. Whether or not, is that guy a Hall of Famer or not? Give us your reason why. And if your reason doesn't hold water, kick that guy's ass out of the room and bring in somebody else's that does. They should be doing more of this, man. There's a bunch of people that vote on stuff that don't even watch these damn games.
Would you give Gunnar Henderson a blank check to stay in Baltimore? We'll talk about that at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, Tyrese Haliburton says, I don't need my pop at the game anymore. I got receipts. NBA playoffs up next on The Fan.
Misses Haliburton, the rebound. 9 seconds. They do have a timeout. Carlisle's going to let him play. Haliburton steps back and hits. Tyrese Haliburton trying to take Cleveland's heart.
I will say this. Haliburton, he only had 19 points last night, but that's fine. He's 7 of 11 shooting. He had two of his teammates, Naismith and Miles Turner, both had 23. So it was a balanced night scoring. You had, four players with at least 19 points. Haliburton had 19. What's the guy's name? Maharin?
Came off the bench? Yeah. Mathurin, yeah. Benny, good old Benedict.
He came off the bench with 19 as well. And I will say this. And since Tyrese Haliburton has been voted the most overrated player in the NBA, he's announced his presence with authority in the postseason.
He has
taken that personally, and I love when players take it personally and shut you up. I love that.
His father helped. But yeah. Yeah. No, I don't. Because what was his reputation? He was like, we talked about him months ago. Yeah. Like,
about who? Haliburton?
Yeah.
Well, so the big thing that happened with him was he was playing like the best point guard in the league for a period of time. And then all of a sudden, it was just like, he had an injury, came back. And the next season, you're going, who is this? Like, he had games this year where he didn't score, or he would score 6 points, and you're playing 36 minutes with the ball in your hand the entire time. That just can't happen. I'm not telling you can't have an off-night shooting. He had way too many single-digit scoring nights for being a guy that's supposed to be an all-star.
Yeah, I remember us discussing this like at length a while ago.
Yeah.
And by the way, he played 36 minutes last night. You know how many turnovers he had?
That's the one thing.
Zero.
He takes care of the ball.
He had zero turnovers.
How many steals and blocks did he have?
He didn't have any steals. Mm. He had one block. But and one personal foul. Come on, dude. You have one foul, no turnovers.
I know you said you saw
and
the
nine
end
rebounds.
Ed, did you see the end of that game?
No.
So Tyrese Haliburton, well, they were up, the Cavs were up 5 with 29 seconds left to go. And then the Pacers make a layup, get the ball back, get a stop. Haliburton gets fouled, makes the first free throw, misses the second one. Somehow the ball gets tipped to him, gets his own rebound, dribbles out to the three-point line, and basically hits the game winner with a second left on the clock. I mean, like, and this was a team in the Cavs that were up 18. They were up huge. Nobody could stop Donovan Mitchell. Every damn highlight was of him just going off. Yeah, he dropped 48 last night.
How about Ty Jerome, who was guarding Haliburton on that play? Looked like he was on ice skates.
Yeah.
He
was
so
scared of the drive that he was, you watch him, he's moving his feet and he's going back. He was all over the place, man.
I think he's still backpedaling. I think he's still backpedaling. Oh, and by the way, Jerome only had 2 points. Jerome!
He's not in the
did
house.
Did you know?
Well.
Your father.
Jeez.
Put you on skates? Yeah, he was horrible. That guy does not look like a Jerome. Jerome.
Did you see the Donovan
What's
Mitchell?
What's the Ty for?
I don't know.
If his name is Tyrone Jerome.
Well, is he mixed or is he a white? Does anyone know?
He look like a biracial.
He might be mixed. I'm just always interested in the black guys that have the white names and the white guys that have the black names.
We're going to be like Dave Chappelle one day. Yeah. We're going to get canceled.
I know a couple white Jeromes.
Jerome Bettis? No, he's not white.
But no, like, last night's game, did anybody stay up to watch that Minnesota game? Oh, my God.
His name is Ty Jeremy Jerome.
That's my name.
Do you know what his nickname is? I just gave it to you. His nickname. Do you know it, Joe?
I just wanted to make sure I hear this.
His nickname is Milk.
Oh, God.
I'm looking at looking at it right here. It's Milk. It's his nickname.
Did he get it at Virginia?
He's from New York, New York, too, Ed. His nickname is Milk.
You can watch him play and go, is it Chicago, New York, or Baltimore? Where is he from? You get like he's a really good ball player.
He was on skates last night.
No, yeah. It was.
Hey, Joe, watch your ankles. Ty Jerome is still backpedaling. He may not see you.
Who was it that was talking trash to Ty Jerome earlier this year? Was it Jalen Suggs or somebody on the Magic where he was just letting them know, like, man, if I played on your team, I'd start and play 35 minutes. Shut up. That's what he told the guy. He's like, man, you ain't nothing. You come off the bench on this team. You just ride everyone's coattails. He's like, if I was on your team, I'd be starting over you. But it is. They're down 0-2 now, man.
Yeah, I kind of like it. I don't like the Cavs. How about the Warriors? They won last night.
They came Steph out Curry. To play.
Steph Curry is going to probably be out for game two with that hamstring. That ain't good.
Well, stealing that game one definitely makes you feel a little bit better if you have to bench him for two games, three games. But again, a hamstring injury.
It could be a whole series.
He could be out the rest of the playoffs. And
well,
knowing his
history, if he's out for the rest of the series, that is the rest of the playoffs.
You know what I would do? I'd put him out on the floor by himself and just leave him on the offensive end and just play 4-on-5 on the other end. And as soon as they make the basket, throw it down the floor and let him shoot a three. That's what I would do. Screw his hamstring. You ain't got to run, Steph. Just stay over here. You're good. That's it. Best jump shooter in the history of the league. But if you want to talk about bad shooting, you got to look at that Minnesota game. I was telling Rob, I was like, how many points did they score in the first half? Because I went to bed, or at least tried to go to bed. They had 22 points with like a minute and a half left. They ended up with 31 in the first half, the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
Gross. And in this day and age, in this league where it's so easy to score, You put up 31 effing points at home in the first round.
They were up 20-18 after the first quarter. They got outscored 26-11 in the second quarter.
How, Sway? How? You don't know.
This Ty Jerome thing is driving me crazy. It's so funny.
I sent you down a rabbit hole?
No, you God. Sure did. When you said New York, I was curious. I want to see where he went to high school in New York. He didn't. He went to Dobbs Ferry. This just adds to the whole Milk nickname. Dobbs Ferry is in Westchester County, which is one of the wealthiest counties in the country. The median, the mean income in Dobbs Ferry for a household is $190,000.
Wow.
The country's average.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just great with the median. Yes. Oh my goodness. $145,000 median. Nationally, it's $80,000. They're like twice the median income in the U.S. in Dobbs Ferry. That's where he grew up.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
I ain't mad at him.
Can I ask a question that has nothing to do with the NBA or anything right now? Because I'm looking, I've been every commercial break, I'm looking at the games and getting ready for the daily line. And I keep going over this damn Oriole game. Is it just as easy to say Charlie Morton's pitch and bet the over? Like, is it just that easy to say
yes.
that?
Yes, seriously, it is. What is the over, 11?
No, but it's 9.5.
Yeah, well, close.
on a weeknight game that's not in cores, that doesn't have just phenomenal hitting weather. Yeah, the wind's not blowing. Actually, the wind's blowing in at 12 miles an hour, and they're still saying, take the over. Doesn't matter how much wind Morton gets. That ball's going out. And rest assured, guys, he'll put two guys on base before he gives up that home run. Don't worry about that. So if he gives up a couple, you're definitely getting closer to that number. I don't know that I can bet it. Because I think everybody's going to be on it, and right now it doesn't look like they are, but it's Charlie Morton.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
Man, Charlie Morton.
Sorry to bring everything down because we get to talk about the Orioles and Twins
next. We were having fun.
Oh, Ty Jerome. This
median income, double with the rest of the country.
His nickname is Milk. Charlie Morton's nickname is Poo. It's just, it's so bad, man. Like, I don't know. And you know me, like you watch a player and you know when he's done. That cat's done. It's over. Over! And they keep trotting him out.
So he's not worth watching.
Well, if you like runs.
So that's a great segue. Orioles baseball up next right here on the Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Big thing is just can't go out there and try to force it to happen. Got to go out there and try to string it together each and every night. Go out there and try to progress in the right way and not, like I said, force it to happen, because if you try to force it, then obviously you don't really turn out too well. So I feel like that's the biggest thing, is just go out there and continue to try to string together good at bats. And we had some good at bats, just didn't cash in today.
Hey, that was Gunnar Henderson. We're going to talk about Gunnar at 9 o'clock. But the Orioles right now, man, it's hard to say don't force it, because sometimes it looks like they're forcing it. I don't know. Listen, this is not me being dismissive of anyone, but when you see me and you ask me what's wrong with the Orioles, and I say to you, I don't know, I swear to you, I'm not being dismissive. I don't know. There are times when you look at a team, Ed, you see what's missing from a team.
Yes, absolutely.
And you can articulate that. With this team, when I say to you all, I don't know, I'm not being dismissive. It's not me not wanting to criticize. I don't know what's wrong with this team.
I don't work for this team. People always keep annoying me now. They criticize you for being a team member. You're not, and I'm not. I don't know what it is. I look at them, and I'm like, what the hell's wrong with these people? It's the same team as last year. The pitching, no. But the batters, it's the same lineup, essentially. And I look at it, I'm like, how's this possible? Like, they didn't all forget how to play baseball. And, you know, in games like last night when they put one run on the board, I'm watching the game and I'm like, again, Like, seriously, I don't know how you – I was so frustrated. I sent that text out last night because I'm watching this game. And I know Lopez is having a great season, but they look so outmatched. They couldn't touch him.
They do.
Yeah.
It looks like a Power 5 college baseball team is playing a money team. They invite this team in. Yep. To play against you, you give them some money, and now they can take planes.
It'd be like Florida, because they how many baseball championships they won recently? A lot. Florida played like St. John's. They were okay baseball team, but not great. It's like, yeah, they look like that. I was like, what is wrong with this team? And you can't put your finger, because when the pitching comes back, say we get back Eflin and Bradish, and you know, I don't know,
Grayson.
I'm in the boat with you. Like, you know, I'm not expecting him back.
You know how many
I'm
people that I talked to that cover the team who mentioned Bradish coming back before Grayson?
I think he's better.
Dylan Bundy.
What about him?
Is that Grayson Rodriguez now?
Oh.
Dylan Bundy.
I don't think so, because I feel like he's had more success early than.
I think so too. What I mean though is, and this came up, somebody brought this up to me yesterday, and I said the same thing. I pushed back just like you did, but I'm talking in terms of hype and expectations unfulfilled. You're right. He's had, in my opinion, more success on the field. Because I would listen to say Hunter Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said, I think because Hunter Harvey wasn't as hyped as Dylan Bundy, and Grayson Rodriguez was hyped as much as Dylan Bundy. And both of them have underachieved because of injuries.
Yeah, and Hunter Harvey wanted to be a bullpen arm anyway.
Yeah, because his dad.
Remember we talked to him about that? He said he wanted to be a reliever.
Yeah. Before he was a reliever, he told us he wanted to be a reliever.
He did, yes.
Because you and I looking at like, you know this is live. We're not editing this out.
Okay.
Yeah. But Jeremy, Ed talked about when the pitching gets better, what about the offense? Let me ask you this, because you're the analytical guy. Is the offense... Do you expect the offense to get better when you put the other pieces in? Is the offense incomplete because you're missing pieces? And I only go to this. It's a very, very small sample size. But when everybody was in the lineup except Gunner, they scored a little bit more runs. How much of a catalyst is Colton Cowser?
Well, that's interesting, too. Not even thinking about because you can probably hit that guy anywhere in the lineup.
Right.
But it's another left-handed bat.
Westberg.
See, that's the like this season. If you look at it, and if you're being honest with yourself, you're not one of those guys. They didn't sign this guy. Like somebody actually tweeted at us and said, "What about the moves they didn't make?" Well, which ones are you talking about? Which moves didn't they make that they should have? At least list them so we can debate
they didn't
it.
Make them.
Yeah, and again, like you look at this team. You started the season without Gunner. Okay, he rushes himself back. Doesn't have the spring training he should have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a slow start. So, like, again, you could say what you want and say that it's not because of that. Jordan Westberg went 0 for 30, was battling an injury. Adley starts off hot, has come back a little bit. And if you want to look at the hard hit rates, I was telling Rob, I said, my fantasy team has Jazz Chisholm, Brandon Nimmo, and Alec Bohm on it. And when I was looking at one of my buddies who's an analytical guy who was writing up all this stuff, they were three of the unluckiest hitters this year as far as they were saying that Alec Bohm has such a hard hit rate right at fielders that even if he had just gotten half of those hits, he'd be hitting 100 points higher. Like it's that bad. And he finally hit a home run last night. But like, again, you're seeing a lot of that with the Orioles where guys like everybody's struggling at the same time. The only person that was there's two guys that have been hitting. Oh, Hurd and Mullins. And I still go back to it. I don't know why. I get it with Mullins that he's hot and all this other stuff. And you're batting him leadoff, and there's a lot of people that want him there. I still don't know why they were tweaking the lineup, moving Gunner out. Like, I want my best player to get the most at-bats. If you're telling me about it, Atlanta, when you look at Atlanta, it's like, okay, Ronald Acuna Jr. is going to lead off. You look at L.A., oh, there's Shohei Ohtani. When you look at Philly, they've moved some things around and they dropped Kyle Schwarber, but they had him as a leadoff hitter. So
Jackson Holliday's starting to hit a little bit as well. But you talked about Gunner. He's gotten on base, what, like 10 or 11 straight games. His hitting streak was snapped last night. He did have a walk. And the team right now, 8 games under 500 at 13-21. And right now, it's not good to ask certain questions. But I got a question I want to ask you, and I want to ask the people out there, and I want to ask Ed.
Well, then ask it, man.
Jeff Passan listed Adley Rutschman as a $200 million plus player. Gunnar Henderson listed as a $600 million plus player. Would you give Gunnar Henderson that kind of paper? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.